if you find something attractive about this person, be it their laugh, the way they speak, or their attire, tell them about it.
Girl, your feet are on point.
Smile, stare, wave.
Yeah, at okay. your feet.
Yeah. Use the power of touch.
Huh?
The sensation.
Go right for the toes.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right. So we have is this? This looks always from a listener. Okay, that was like a spreadsheet.
This is an iTunes review.
Oh, are you serious? Oh
yes.
My gosh. I can't believe it. We haven't had a new iTunes review in a long time.
Yes. And guess what? We have one.
Is it 5-star?
It is a 5-star review.
And if you give us a 5-star review, we will read it on air regardless of content.
That's right. Yeah. And you also get a Hey You Know It shot glass, but supplies are limited.
Supplies are extremely limited. I think I have like 5 left.
I have like 2.
I've used quite a few to drink up from, so that has diminished the supply.
Okay, this iTunes review, 5 stars, loves! Exclamation point.
How many exclamation points?
One.
Just the one.
Just the one. It's all right.
Fine.
By generally awesome.
Okay.
J-E-N-N.
Oh, nice.
Generally.
Generally awesome.
Jaquetta and Katie's sarcasm makes me happy.
We're sincere.
Thank you, generally awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
and give us a mailing address and we'll send you an official Hey You Know
It. We'll send you one of the last 7 shot glasses available.
Yeah. Oh, and we also have a Jodel CD for you too.
Oh, awesome. I use my Jodel CD, so I can't give it to anybody.
Yeah, I have them, so I'll be the one sending it out. So.
When I listened to it, I was like, wait a minute, I can't give this to anyone because it's been opened.
You keep drinking out of all the shot glasses, too. Yeah. I can't send them.
I use everything.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So thank you so much. Yes, send us an
email. Yeah, hooray. Yeah. A new review.
No.
So I think that because we've been around for a while, it's like people don't feel like they have to review us, but you do.
Yes, please go and do it. There's nothing that makes us happier than a 5-star review.
Or a full shot glass and a free CD. All right, so what are we going to kick off with? You have a lot of information.
I have so much going on here.
Guns blazing.
It's
cocked and
out
loaded
of control.
And other euphemisms.
So listener email.
Listener email. We got tons and tons of listener email, and Katie's going to delve into it.
Yeah, this is from our friend Grace B.
Okay. Grace B in the hizzy. What is it? Is it a segment?
Grace sent us 2 different emails
with
a variety of links. She said, hi, ladies. I was up, couldn't sleep, so I web surfed.
We know how that goes.
Didn't help me, but I found some interesting stuff. Enjoy.
See, that's a fan, people. She didn't waste her time. She didn't waste her insomnia. She turned it into a segment.
Right. She also sent us another email that said, hello, ladies. I came across this site. I thought you'd be interested. It has stories that might fit in with some of your segments, especially Tales from the Campfire. Love the show. Grace B.
Awesome.
Okay, but this is the one. I want the insomnia links here.
Yeah. Because those are going to be the crazier ones.
Right.
The later it is, the weirder my searches get.
Right. We're going to start off here.
Starts off with Yeti, then it's like frozen foot Yeti. It just goes all over the place. Cake.
This is your favorite.
Penis news.
Penis news, yes.
Penis news. Grace. Hashtag penis news. News of the member.
Yes. Okay.
Dick updates.
Man convinces woman her...
Scrotum stories. Go ahead.
Man convinces woman her vagina is haunted and tries to rid ghosts with his penis.
Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, were there noises? Was it a cold spot? Was it a shadow vulva? What happened? Like noises coming
like
out.
Like a demonic.
Yeah. Was it tattered? Was just a mess in there? Stuff was all over the place. The lady was just frightening.
There was blood running down the walls.
Yeah. Did they do one of those, like, did they check it with, like, what is it, an EP? What is it, an EK?
Monitor, yeah.
Yeah, EKG. Monitor.
I want to say EKG, but that's not
Put that in there, too.
Okay. Okay, this is, a man was recently arrested in China after he claimed that he could get rid of ghosts from a young woman's vagina with his penis.
Okay.
The paranormal enthusiast allegedly charged over $3,000 to perform the sexorcism.
He's a male prostitute, and he's just trying to cover it with his ghost story business.
Yeah. He was arrested in the Guangdong province. Thank you.
Guangdong province?
Yeah.
Typical.
Earlier this month, after he convinced the woman that he could remove evil spirits from her vagina by having sexual intercourse. After the bizarre incident, the woman called the police. The following day.
Because it was still haunted.
And yeah.
It didn't work. She just won her money back.
And he was arrested. The victim allegedly came to the self-described ghost hunter because she needed help seducing her boss, who she had a crush on. Mm-hmm. That's when he allegedly pitched the unorthodox exorcism idea.
Did she mention that her hoo-ha was haunted?
No. No.
Or he came up with that on his own?
He came up with that on his own.
Wow. Talk about an upsell. Look, you wouldn't sit with your boss?
She was so infatuated. She's an employee of a spice shop. And she was so infatuated with her boss that she sought him for help because she wanted her employer to be with her.
So basically she was like, you know, I need my boss to fall in love with me. He's like, you know what? How about I sleep with you?
Because you got a ghost down there.
Yeah. That's why he won't go in there.
Yeah.
I can get that ghost out of there for a mere $3,000.
Yeah, they met in a hotel room so he could perform the exorcism, and he had her strip
this guy's
nude.
Just a whore.
Strip nude so she could he could examine her naked body.
Uh-huh.
And then said, you know, he needed to have sex with her. It was the only way to get rid of the evil spirits that would keep the boss from falling in love with her.
Wow. Yeah. And it didn't work.
Yeah, and he's like, we never had sex.
It was an exorcism.
He goes, I can't get an erection due to diabetes.
Really? Yeah. This guy's got an answer for everything. Are you kidding me?
How, yeah.
That is so crazy.
I can't stand a grace. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Never sleep again. If this is the fruit of your not sleeping.
Yeah, when you don't sleep.
What?
Email us.
That's so crazy. It really is. He's just a male prostitute. And he probably figured out, you know what? Women aren't going for a $3,000 lay any other way. I throw ghosts in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got something. It's a niche market.
Yeah.
Crazy. That is some crazy penis news. Guangdong province, why? Why? A lot of penis stuff. Okay, here's something of interest. So this was sent to us by Eric, a friend of ours.
Oh, Eric!
And it's basically, it says another Fisher cat sighting, but not here. So a Fisher is kind of like a weasel or like a mink.
Okay.
And they used to be in the New York State area,
I've
like
never
a long
heard of
time ago. It's a Fisher. They have them in upstate, but they used to be in the New York City area and in New Jersey and other areas as well. But they were hunted to the extinction basically because of their coats, right? But now they're back. And it says in the article, mystery animal spotted in Bronx is rodent-eating weasel, says experts.
Oh.
So they call it the Concourse Chupacabra. No, they don't. I live in the Bronx. They don't call it that.
Nobody. It's like, oh, the Concourse Chupacabra.
The Concourse Chupacabra, you know. A mystery animal has been spotted in the Bronx by an eagle-eyed NYPD officer. The only one.
Yeah.
And an expert says it's a Fisher, a weasel rarely seen in the New York area, and it feasts upon porcupines. Good luck.
Oh,
and other rodents.
Porcupines.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had no natural enemies.
Well, guess what? The Fisher.
All right.
Fishers are well suited to hunt New York City rats, so I'm like, bring them on.
Right.
I saw 3 rats the other day. No Fisher anywhere in sight.
Yeah.
According to Roland Case, the director of
the lab. What these subways need are the fishers.
Yes. I would much rather see ferrets running around New York than rats. And if we get too many, then we also make a nice stove.
Right.
So this is 46th Precinct Officer Derek Lennart was driving near Bronx Community College. They give you a link for some reason to the college. and one morning about 2 months ago, when he saw an unfamiliar creature dart in front of his car. I was like, what was that? It wasn't a raccoon. It wasn't a possum. And then he started chasing it in his car, and he snapped a picture of it.
Are you...
Oh, and the picture is here. And then he thought it was a mink, but he showed it to his mom, who lives upstate. And she was like, no, it's a Fisher. So basically...
Because she's from upstate.
She's from upstate.
That's her side business. She receives photos of things, and she identifies
them. She's a cryptozoologist, but sometimes it's a regular zoologist. It's a Fisher.
Obviously. She's smoking.
And that's such a city thing, too, to be like, I need to show it to a country person.
Right. Yeah,
see what they think. So they are large, long-haired members of the weasel family. They have large feet and claws, which makes them easily capable of climbing trees and killing prey, including mice, squirrels, rabbits, and deer.
Wow.
I don't know about that. Like, we have weasels and things where I'm from. I've never heard of anything like a weasel getting on a deer.
Plus... It's a whole team of them.
Yep.
And they're like, hey.
That's a coat. That's what I see.
Yeah, right.
Get some alligators with a pair of shoes.
Right.
Snakes, a bag, an ostrich. I have the whole works. So fishers are found from Virginia to Quebec in the forested regions of northern, eastern, and southern ports of New York State, and apparently now the Bronx. We already have had chickens, coyotes, mm-hmm. and now we have this thing. It's turning into a friggin' zoo up there. They will consume,
nature's taking over.
Nature's coming back. The fisher will consume the entire animal. Everything.
Nice.
Teeth.
Wow.
The feet.
Not picky.
Not picky at all. And they leave nothing. If they have a porcupine, they leave nothing behind but a few of the larger bones. Because, you know, petite. And they leave some of the quills behind on the hide. And that's it. Other people said they have seen it, too. And they said, yeah, they used to live in Manhattan around the 1600s. They became extinct because everybody was making coats out of them. And that's, I could just see New Yorkers back then being like, you know what?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I could use something new this season.
Right.
You saw what was in the gutter last night. Leopold, get it. Whatever. They pose little threat to people. Personally, I'm excited about this. We have a rat problem in New York City. Yeah,
we definitely should get a whole caseload.
Yes, and just release them
into the subways. And let it go.
And let it go. Maybe they'll learn to eat a roach.
Right. Right. If they consume everything.
Yeah, if they consume everything, let them start consuming.
Right.
I think it's just really funny as a country person that whenever there's an animal in the city, people get freaked out. I'm like, they don't know.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah.
The animal's not going to stop at the border of Yonkers and be like, you know
oh,
what?
Oh, I need my easy pass.
Yes, I got to go back. Yeah. Like, I gotta go back.
I know, they're doing new construction next to my building, which is kicking up a lot of things.
Wildlife? Are there any deer out there?
No, lots of, well, somebody saw a rat, stopped in their tracks, like, ah.
Was it huge?
I didn't see it, but she said it was huge.
I saw three the other day by some construction, and these mofos were so casual. I was like, I need to get a fisher up in here right now.
Yeah. Right.
Like, immediately.
I walked out into the subway, and you walk down a certain subway stop. You go down a few steps, turn onto, like, the landing and down another few steps, and there's a big hole in the corner, and it's like this rat hole. Right? And so I walked down the stairs. A rat came out of the hole.
It was like, yo!
And I screamed. I was like, ah! And I swear to God.
Did you clutch your
pearl? Basically. Well, the rat stopped and did this. And then turned around. I'm not kidding you. It made that sound. Turned around and lumbered back into the hole. Like, yeah lady, fine. Yeah. Ah, you got
You know
scared.
What? You think I came out to see you?
Yeah.
You think I'm happy about you?
It was chilling.
I came out here for some cheese.
Yeah, and then you screamed.
And then you're all up about my business. You don't forget it. I'm hungover. Screw this.
Yeah, I just should have stayed in this hole.
Yeah. You see what's out there, Marge? Told you not to go out there.
God.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I mean, look, if these things want to eat, basically, word has gotten out that we have an assload of rats.
Oh.
And the fishers are now like, we back.
Yeah.
It's been, a couple hundred years.
It's our time.
It's our time to shine, baby. And I say bring them on. I'm not freaked out by, like, animals in the city.
You're not?
People.
People are the worst.
I'm freaked out. And I'm not happy. I've seen deer a couple times, and I'm like...
In the city?
Yeah, this isn't right. Well, there was a deer at Target a couple years ago in the Bronx. It was stuck in the parking lot.
It came down the
Metro North tracks, I guess. And they didn't know what to do with it. And they had, like, plywood, the cops. And I'm like, what are you going to do?
Plywood?
I don't know.
Built it?
No, they had, like, big pieces of plywood in there. I guess they were trying to pen it in.
Oh.
And the deer is just like, where is this going to go?
I just can't.
You know what? Just shoot me.
Yeah. Because I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I obviously don't care. I'm a target.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have?
I have here some classic advice on advice.
Oh, awesome. So advice on advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet or a fan sends us advice. And we find it to be unqualified.
It stinks.
We improve upon it by giving our advice, hence advice on advice. So I see 1943.
Yeah, this is
some
again,
wartime advice.
From one Miss Betty Davis.
Oh my God, this is awesome. I didn't know there was more of this.
I found another one. Okay. So Betty Davis,
yeah.
Not only.
We don't even need to say anything.
A major motion picture
star. She also doled out the advice.
In her own advice column called Tell Me About It or something. I forget. Ooh.
Or Don't Tell Me About It.
Don't Tell Me About It. anyway, so here's her.
Her advice column is called Judy Carlin's a Sham. It's not all about Eve. All right.
Okay, so it was in a magazine called Photoplay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Photoplay?
Okay. Dear Miss Davis. Why do I keep calling her Mrs.?
I don't know. She'd be upset about that.
Yeah, she wouldn't like me.
Mademoiselle.
Dear Miss Davis, I'm a bride of 6 months and have a very dear husband. We love each other deeply. Mm-hmm. He has had a very difficult life as he has worked since he was 14. Now he has a rather important job and we get along very nicely on his salary. Mm-hmm. After 2 months of marriage, he brought up the subject of a wife's being independent. He wants me to...
He's like, get off your duff.
Yeah, get some money.
Shift it and get some money.
Yeah. He wants me to go to school and learn to be something. He says that he has seen so many changes concerning work that he feels a woman should be able to share in supporting a home, mm-hmm. if need be. I love being a housewife, and I know I'd be very unhappy if I had to go to work. I like to cook and clean.
Okay.
And I have my home attractive. How can a woman keep up with household duties when she has to go off to the office? I told him a girl marries to have someone to depend on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is the other side of this for dudes.
Yeah.
I like this idea that the guy's like, look, this is a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah. Do you believe a woman has to learn to be self-supporting? From Patricia J.
Okay. Legit.
Okay. So, wow. She wants to stay home. She's like, this takes a lot of time and I want my house nice.
Look, if she wanted to work, she would have stayed single. That's her attitude. Like, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I said, you know, she probably said the vows and was like, I'm not playing.
Yeah. No, like, you're here to support me.
Yeah, and I'm here to love and obey and share. I obeyed. Where's my money?
Yeah. And then, so Betty writes back.
I'm sorry, this is the second Red Bull.
Dear Mrs. J.
You lazy bee.
I happen to agree with your husband. I think every human being should be self-supporting. Who knows what the future may bring or of what great value trained women may bring to the post-war world.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Because
there were women working now already.
Right. I personally have a pretty big job to do, yet I managed to do lots of things in my own home in spare time and snatched after working hours. It seems to me that you are fortunate to have the sort of husband you do. After all, housework for the first 6 months is fun, but after 4 or 5 years of it, you won't find it satisfies you all day, every day.
A.K.A. gets old. You start drinking in month 9.
Also, I believe you will find that learning to become self-supporting will bring something new and very interesting to your life. Sincerely, Betty Davis!
I like it.
I do, too.
That's very forward thinking of her. Like, it's interesting because I see the woman's point of view, but also, like, I'm greedy. So, seriously, if I'd been living back then, and I mean, I don't know if the husband is expecting her to contribute, or if he's just saying, the 50s are coming.
Yeah.
Like, things are about to start changing, and you need to be on the leading edge of these things.
And it sounds like you also want somebody who's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, get out there and use your mind and do something.
But maybe also he's looking around his, you know, like people did in the 80s, they started looking around and they were like, hey, there's some downsizing going on here. Or people aren't getting as much as they used to. Or, you know, there's a lot of changes going on. We don't know what industry he's in.
Yeah.
But maybe he's in an industry where it's like, you know, the sun is about to set on that industry.
Yeah. And I don't know how old they are, but, like, it's 1943, and he had been working since he was 14.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe he saw the Depression.
Yes.
And he was like, look, you know, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
And we better start squirreling it away.
Yeah. Or maybe she is, I mean, she hasn't talked about her spending habits either.
Right. And she likes to have her home attractive. So
Which
she
is great, but they have no kids. So how much...
So she must be putting all the money into the house and remodeling and being like, I like this.
Yeah, this is fun. And then how long does it take for her to do all those things?
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah.
With just two people.
Right.
So I like Betty Davis as like, I managed to be a star.
I am a media star.
Yes. I've done 3 pictures in the past year and I still get home and make a nice pot roast.
Yeah. In my spare time and after hours.
Yes.
Late
at night. I'm making pork chops at like 12:30, 1 a.m. You don't
She's
see
like,
me complaining.
I'm answering letters on the side.
Yes. What are you doing? You're writing the letter.
Yes. I'm making money off this answer right now.
You're costing money somehow. You probably mailed this. I like it. Go Betty Davis.
Go right,
and
Betty
I like
Davis.
Your interpretation.
My Betty Davis
yes.
works too.
It's good.
I've been working on it.
I don't know if she would like it, but I don't think she would like anything.
I don't think so either. That's all right.
She'd be like, oh, she would give advice on advice on advice. It should be read like this.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
So I have some robot news.
Ooh, robot news. Okay.
This is a really scary one. Katie and I are freaked out by the coming robopocalypse. Yes. This is like next year in Korea, I heard. So we like to keep abreast of what's going on as much as we can with our limited human brains. This is from Computer World, which just sounds so old-fashioned.
Computer World. Yes,
of the future. News. Scientists create one robot brain to rule them all.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes.
No.
It's called RoboBrain.
I don't like this.
From the makers of World Domination. It's a cloud-based repository.
Oh.
That enables robots to learn from each other. So basically what they're trying to do is researchers are trying to create a single massive repository of all robot knowledge so that every time you build a robot, you don't have to start from scratch with said robot. Okay. That robot can learn. So say you have the coffee making robot. This is the limited Katie and Jaquetta model. And you would like that robot to make, say, an OJ or an egg cream. This robot can now tap into RoboBrain and download all the information from all the other types of robots that are out there. So basically, he's building this brain and has all the information that robots need. Like, instead of teaching each piece of knowledge to a robot, these robots can essentially Google this information and get it from RoboBrain.
Yeah, no.
Yes. So because it'll cut down that that each machine has to learn individual tasks, and they will also help the robots understand how the world works. So, for example, like, what is a table? What is a living creature?
Nope.
And how should it be treated? So it sounds like a decent idea, except that in the RoboBrain, they have 1 billion images of what I'd like to know and 120,000 YouTube videos.
No. First
and
of all,
100 million how-to documents.
I don't want anybody pulling down a recipe from like a YouTube video or something like someone's horrible.
But it's not going to be a recipe. It's going to be how to approach a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if only it were something as innocuous as a recipe. And they have appliance manuals. So it's going to be, like, there's going to be the coffee-making robot. It's like, I'd really like to be a blender.
It's all going to be bad information. The robot is going to be downloaded with the wrong stuff. It's going to be misguided.
RoboBrain is designed to process the images uploaded into it and pick out pertinent objects. Like, based on what? I don't know. It is learning to recognize objects and how they are used, along with human language and behavior. What if they're just downloading an ass load of Beyonce videos? That's not how everybody is. Nothing wrong with Beyonce. Right. Do you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with Beyonce, but don't expect everyone to be able to do the things that Beyonce does.
Absolutely.
And then when we can't, they're like, you know, puny humans. Yeah. Smash. Like, it's not good. Or what if robots look online and they see clips of, what is that, the movie that do robots dream electric sleep? Well, Blade Runner. Oh, what if they see Blade Runner about how we kill androids?
Right. And then they get offended.
And then they get upset. Or what if they see, you know, Terminator?
Oh, right. And they're like, we're in war.
Yeah.
Oh,
the party's on.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize this isn't real.
It's unlike they're not going to be going and downloading House Party 2 and then just having a crazy dance party. That's probably not going to happen.
No.
Although I would like that.
Listeners, Jaquetta recently sent me a link to the House Party dance scene.
Yes. Katie mentioned that she would be taking some people to do a hip-hop dance class, and I was like, if they're not doing this, nothing's happened. They're not doing the Kid and Play. If only robots were downloading Kid and Play hip-hop dance moves, how awesome would that be? I was like a hip-hop robot. Mm. You have a rough day, you come home, Kid and Play.
That's right.
And just starts. But that's not what's going to happen.
No, not at all.
So there are four institutions that are involved in putting it together. They're going to have access to RoboBrain, and they hope that within 6 months the number could go to 10. In 2 years, he hopes 100 institutions and companies will have access to RoboBrain, so that robots can go and look up their own information.
No,
I don't know.
I'm fully against this.
I'm more than fully. I'm like 150% against it.
You got fully offended.
Yes.
And you jumped some out and reloaded.
Yeah, you. I'm taking your offense and adding it to mine, so that I have enough for two people. And then I'm going to double that. I am going to sabotage the RoboBrain. I'm going to replace everything in the RoboBrain with just Kid and Play hip-hop dance moves.
That's it.
Maybe Will Smith.
Oh, all right.
Maybe some early Will Smith.
I can do that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So that's our Robo news. Watch out for that.
Yes.
You do not want your blender deciding it wants to be a microwave and then figuring out how to do so. Right? I still can't even program the remote. Whatever. Where's that?
I can't.
Where's a, you know?
I know. I need that.
Where is that technology?
Yeah.
I tried to tape something the other day, and when I looked at it, it was not what I thought it was going to be. Fix that?
How are they going to fix it?
I don't care. Do it, Robo Brain.
And it's just going to come
out.
Nice show.
It's just going to come out and do the hustle, and I'm be like, well, you know, what? That's what I asked for. All right, what do you have?
I have here how to tell someone you like them and win them over.
Oh no, I love the pictures. It's all like sweaters and
yeah, no, and they're in like a really tall field of flowers.
They're
crouching down.
Yeah, they're hiding. This is not my girlfriend. And
this is from Love Panky.
Uh huh. Love Panky.
Wondering how to tell someone you like them without getting rejected?
Mm-hmm.
Use these 12 ways to express your feelings.
No. Use the piece of paper that says, do you like me? Like this box.
Yes, sir.
Is there an app for that?
I wish.
That would be a great text.
And make them like you back, too. Express your feelings. Make
Robo
them like
Brain
you back.
Would know.
Yeah. All right. You want to tell someone you like them without actually saying a word to them?
Why?
Sometimes
like, don't you want them to know?
Sometimes you wouldn't realize you're falling for someone till it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, one fine day, you just wake up and realize you're in love with this person.
Is this a song lyric? This sounds sketchy to me. Okay.
You should tell this person that you're interested in dating them. Or should you just hold the thought and wait for a miracle?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, so how to tell someone you like them. It doesn't matter where you are. Love can blossom when you least expect it.
Are we going to get into the thing? How do I do this?
You may fall in love with a good friend or even someone you just exchange glances with now and then, and that's the easy.
Let's just assume that I know who I'm falling in love with.
It's happening.
It's
you
on.
You want it. It's on.
Yes.
Whatever the circumstances.
This person's getting paid by the word.
Okay. You need to ease your way into this person's heart without coming across as a rude shock.
I'm coming in hot.
It's a rude shock.
I'm going to come as screaming.
I'm in love with you. That's a rude shock.
Yes, how dare you?
This is the rudest shocking
How about a little warm-up? A couple of paragraphs of just fluff first.
Like this article.
Yeah, like the article.
Yeah. Okay, first, read their mind before popping the question.
Oh, this is the second time we've got read someone's mind.
Yeah.
Is there a link to how I can do that? That's hard.
It's hard. You have to do that first.
That's a WikiHow.
Don't communicate effectively. Yeah, read minds. Most people say that you shouldn't hold your emotions when you start liking someone, and that you should reveal the feelings in your heart immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the most effective way of winning someone over and getting them to date you.
Okay.
Never say it straight out. Always try to read the person's mind.
Be like, girl, you all right. You seem all right.
Read the person's mind to know the answer even before you
ask
the question.
Read the person's mind. Again, I'm asking you, is it telling us how to do that?
Mm-mm.
No.
It'll save you from painful rejection and the chance of ruining a friendship. So
later on, I'll be like, girl, I swear I read your mind, and it seemed like you were all about it. What happened? You're a liar.
Okay. Oh, God, there's more. All right, now here we go. All right. First, is this how to tell someone you like them without expressing your mind. So they let us know, don't express, read the mind.
Okay. Read the mind. And then is this an interpretive dance?
Yeah. Okay. First, number one, let the excitement show. Every time you see this person, your heart probably skips a beat with
you
excitement.
You should just yell a booyah, girl. Booyah.
Instead of hiding how you feel, express it. Make it obvious to the person that you're excited to see them. Wave out and flash a big smile.
Wave out.
And let your eyes sparkle with delight.
Smize.
Oh, yes, smize.
We could have written this thing on a post-it note. What is this person going on about?
A happy expression is always contagious, and over a few days, this person may start reciprocating your enthusiasm, too.
So, Monday, wave. Tuesday, wave and smile. Wednesday, wave, smile, and I don't know, shake a little bit at them.
Your eyes.
And then by Friday, they might look at you like, huh? That's when you read their mind.
Oh, here's a good one. Number two, smile and stare.
No. Track them across the room.
Do you ever feel like just staring at the person you like, especially when you're busy and he can't notice you staring?
No.
Use this to your advantage. Smile dreamily and stare at them now and then.
Have you ever got caught? I've accidentally been staring at someone and gotten caught.
Yes.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know.
I was just tired and looking over there. I was looking at something else near your head.
Yeah.
And now it's awkward and for no reason.
It goes on. It's even better if you get caught staring as long as you turn away immediately as soon as they see you. We already said no.
But here's the thing. I guess I'm lacking in that social. So I don't turn away. Because there's a moment where I'm like, I got to tell them that I wasn't, I'm still staring. Like, I don't want to seem ashamed of something that I'm not even thinking that I'm doing.
No, but this is if you'd like them. I mean,
okay.
So they're encouraging you. You like this person. You smile and stare. And yeah. Openly.
Not like that. That was scary. You look skeptical about the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah. Compliment them. If you want.
Girl. You look good. Booyah. Wave.
Smile and stare.
Smile and stare.
If you want someone to know that you're interested in dating them, you need to let them realize you're looking at them as dating potential.
Mm-hmm.
If you find someone attractive,
and not like a meal. Like he's licking your chops.
If you find something attractive about this person, be it their laugh, the way they speak, or their attire, tell them about it.
Girl, your feet are on point.
Smile, stare, wave.
Yeah. Okay. At your feet.
Yeah. Use the power of touch.
Huh?
The sensation.
Go right for the toes. You've been looking at them all day.
The sensation.
Sorry. This is awful.
The sensation of touch has the power to make any of us feel weak with sexual attraction.
Or repulsed.
Yes. And almost always we can't help it. The next time
I can't help but touch.
The next time you're with this person, don't pat them on their back aggressively.
Really? No, I've had that happen before. Have you ever? There's a point in your life as a young woman where guys are not sure what they usually like a pat, and you're like, what's going on? I mean, jump down over here. Like, I've been clapped on the back. That's what it comes down to.
And you were like, almost like, don't do it.
I'm fine.
I'm being burped.
Yes.
I'm 27. I'm being burped by this person.
Because you don't know what to do. Or a shoulder squeeze where you're like, dude, it's like a Vulcan neck pinch. Yeah. Like, ease up.
Yeah. It says, if you're pointing something out, gently place the palm over theirs.
Huh?
Your palm over them. If you place your palm over theirs if you're pointing something. So you make them put their hand up?
What?
If you want it.
That can't be right. Let's go through that again.
Hang on. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to turn this page
back. My palm is up, like I'm asking for what? Hand
up? If you're pointing it. Yeah, it definitely says don't pat them on the back. If you're pointing something out, gently place your palm over theirs.
That's weird.
If you want to take a look at something. Look over here.
Yeah.
If you want to take a look at something they're showing, casually place your arm around their lower back.
Huh? No, do not.
No, don't do that.
You mean waist?
No.
Lower back?
It's just lower back.
Too close to my boob.
I got to show you this website here. Come over here, take a look.
Yeah.
No,
don't.
These are just a few places.
You will be in HR so fast, everybody in your office will have to watch a video if you do that.
No, right?
And do an online questionnaire about that they understand what happened in the video and why it was wrong. Don't do that. All
right,
anyway.
Start speaking over the phone. If you want to tell someone you like them and make them like you first, you need to build a closer bond with them.
You're going to call them from across the room. Girl, I'm over here in cubicle 3. Your feet look good. Yeah. Click.
And then be looking around, leaning over around the side of your desk.
Smiling
and
at them.
Staring.
Yes. And then when they come over, just slip your arm around their back.
Yeah.
Slide your palm over theirs.
Text each other. Text an occasional goodnight text or good morning one to start with now and again.
Have you had, is the relationship started next? Or like, I wake up and I'm just got like that, I got a weird text from Gerald. She said good morning.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Gerald.
I don't know. Hey, he needs love too.
Mm-hmm. It says, I miss you. If you don't meet this friend on a particular day or they can't make it out with your group of friends, send a miss you text.
I miss you.
I miss you.
This is too intimate.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Okay. All your attention. Give your friend all your attention when they're around. It'll make your friend feel more special and dependent on you.
Ooh. This is weird.
It's weird. This is weird. How to be super weird with somebody.
Yeah, how to be creepy with someone. There's too many things here. If you do all of these things, I'm telling you, HR is going to get involved.
Yeah, lingering goodbyes. Perfect way to build a romance in your budding relationship. Each time you hug the friend goodbye, don't let go immediately.
Whoa. Okay, we've all been... We've all been trapped in a hug.
Yeah, it's like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss my train.
Yes.
Just closer. Yes. Just closer, and then you step back.
But I think a hug is like a 1-2 and pull out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it goes. It's short.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely, yeah, isn't it so funny? We're intuitive about the
we
timing
know how
of our
to do it. Yeah, but if you hold on even a millisecond too long,
yeah,
everyone's creeped out.
Yeah.
Like the hugger, it's the huggy, wrong. Anyone who saw it.
And they're all like, what?
Yeah. And people are like, do I need to step into this?
Like everyone looks
are you
around
okay? Yeah.
At each other, yeah. Like, what?
Do
what
you
just
feel
happened?
Comfortable?
Did you see that?
Yeah,
I just saw that.
Yeah.
What do you think? That was long. That was a long
Carol looked uncomfortable again. We have to take that quiz. No. Thanks to Gerald.
Drop a few hints. Every now and then when you're flirting or just spending time with each other, say something sweet out of the blue. Tell this person that you like being around them, or tell them you have such a wonderful time when it's just the both of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's even better when there's no one else around.
But as soon as you say it, change the conversation and talk about something else.
Really?
I really like being with you. Hey! Look at that car.
Look at I love Toyotas. And then you point it out by sliding your palm gently over there.
Right, and then stare.
Ew. This is all very terrible. I think the one of these things you can do, maybe.
Yeah. But if you start.
But if you've made it, like, there's like, what, how many things? 13?
12.
If you've made it past 4 and you haven't got digits, be out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
over. No one's
and
interested.
If you don't get any return on anything.
Yeah, if you don't get a return on these things, it's too much. That's insane. Where'd you, that was from Love Panky?
Love Panky.
Wow. I wonder what it is they want you to buy on Love Panky.
I don't know.
It's not, they're not actually trying to give people advice. Like, I can't believe that that's the reason for Love Panky. I just have some information. This is Jamaican folktales. It's always interesting.
Okay.
We haven't really had any Jamaican folktales.
No, we have not.
So if you...
This is Tales from the Campfire.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
All right, listeners, this is Tales from the Campfire, wherein we tell a ghost story.
Folklore,
myth.
Stories of the paranormal.
Right. And we retell them around the digital campfire.
Yeah.
So
gather around, everyone. So today we're going to be talking about Jamaican folktales. Now, this is something I have a lot of Jamaican friends. I've never heard them tell any of their ghost stories.
When are they going to do? You're going to get around, going to sit around with your Jamaican friends?
I mean, that's what we talk about.
That's true.
We somehow made a segment out of it.
Yes.
It says a lot of Jamaican, apparently their folktales are taken very, very seriously, especially in the country, which makes sense because I've been in Jamaica, and at night there it is very, very dark. You know, because there's a lot of rural areas. So that contributes to it. So this is some supernatural creatures. One is called the Duppy.
The Duppy?
Yeah. And another one is called the Rolling Calf.
Ew.
Rolling Calf. It sounds gross, doesn't it? So they're widely believed in, or at a minimum, speculated on.
Speculated.
By many people.
All right.
And that separates them from Anansi stories, which are, African Americans have them too. It's like, kind of like little tales that give you a piece of advice. And those are just for fun. Right, so these are actually some Jamaican folklore. So a duppy, D-U-P-P-Y, is a restless spirit.
Okay.
There's good duppies, which are deceased family and friends who, they say they dream you, which means that they appear in your dream.
Oh.
What they refer to as they dream you, which is interesting.
That's,
so they dream you.
But they appear in
your
dreams. Okay, I like that.
In order to give advice or information.
I like that anyway.
I prefer that.
Yeah.
And then there's bad duppies.
All right.
Who do you harm, and they can be set upon someone using Obeah, which is like a curse.
Oh.
Right? So we can set a duppy on somebody that we're not down with.
Okay.
Gerald. In a Jamaican folktale, and this is the creepy part, the duppies speak in a high-pitched nasal whine.
Why do they do that?
You may be in the presence of a duppy. You'll know because your head will feel like it's swelling up.
Oh. Okay.
You know.
So it's like a sinus infection.
Basically.
Of the spiritual world.
Of the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Or you'll have unexplained heat affecting you. So you become very hot, your head feels as though it's actually swelling. If you want to get rid of the duppy, you have to eat some
Sudafed.
Salt. And salt. Because duppies are not down with salt. They just don't like it.
Okay.
You can run a duppy, which is a phrase for getting rid of a duppy, by wearing your clothes inside out.
Okay. Easy.
Or you can shame them by cursing at them.
Mother.
Or,
F.
And then exposing your private parts to them.
So
curse and then flash them.
Oh, okay.
They don't like that.
They don't like it. There's a lot of people who would like that.
Yeah, but not a duppy.
All right.
So one of the most famous duppy stories is, she says, I got cautioned one night not to pick up any women in white dresses along a certain dark stretch of road, as a duppy had been plaguing taxi men in that vicinity. This is a woman telling a story. They said she'd get into your vehicle, and then your head would start to grow. That's what happens.
Okay.
Look around and she'd be gone. If you don't stop to pick up the Duffy, she'll still try to get in through the cracks in the windows. So you have to keep all of your windows rolled up tight. Now, I'm not saying I believed it, but it was really dark. And although I'm female and I don't drive a taxi, I drove up my windows tight and drove straight home. So a lot of Jamaicans believe in Duffies and that they're like lurking around in the form of like human beings.
Okay. And you're like, that's a Duffy if I ever saw it.
Yeah. I think it's probably a good idea not to pick up hitchhikers at night. So I'm going to go along with this one.
But what if it's a good Duffy? The one that's going to give you a really good
You will know who they are because it's a family member. So it's some, or a friend who's deceased.
Okay.
So this wouldn't be a stranger. So if it's me and I need a ride, don't just be like, nope. I don't want my head to swell.
You know me, so you
let me in.
Okay, yeah.
So a rolling calf. Be careful how you stroll around around the Jamaican countryside at night, because you don't want to meet a rolling calf. Ugh. It's a huge calf-like creature which rolls along the road.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. Does it have legs?
Doesn't say. It said it blocks the way of nighttime travelers, and it chases them, and it has a wicked intention.
Oh. Tell me about your intentions. Yes, they're wicked.
Evil.
They're wicked.
I'm a rolling calf. It has blazing red eyes that, and fire comes out of them. And then it has a chain that it drags behind itself, and it makes a clanking noise. And to escape a rolling calf, you can drop objects for it to count. And apparently this works for a lot of evil Jamaican spirits. Like if something is evil and chasing you in Jamaica, drop something like some coins. They have to stop and count. Yeah.
big thing of rice, maybe.
Yeah, anything that has, a lot of
pieces. Oh, geez. So they're OCD.
Yeah, they're basically OCD. And then while they're counting, you can get away. You can go to a crossroad, and then when you get to the crossroad, open a pen knife, stick it into the ground. Mm-hmm. That's it. And a rolling calf
what
is also...
at home.
And also, a rolling calf is particularly terrified of being beaten with a tarred whip. Held in the left hand. So it's the specificity. Rolling calves are always male, and they're believed to be the spirits of people, particularly butchers, who are wicked and dishonest. So if you're a really bad butcher, I guess you give people cheap, crappy cuts of meat, you could come back as a rolling calf.
Oh, God.
It's so weird.
It's your punishment.
The other one, this is the last one, is Old Higa. It's a witch which sheds her skin and flies at night and takes the form of an owl.
So it's like an exfoliation.
Basically.
So it's like, lovely.
Except that she harms people by sucking out their breath while they're asleep, particularly babies.
Why would you want to do that? Especially, like sleeping breath is disgusting.
Which, I guess. I have no idea. So she sheds her skin. If you find the skin, you simply salt and pepper it.
They love their salt in Jamaica, right?
And then the witch cannot get back into the skin, and everybody's going to be okay. You can protect your baby from...
I can't get in this salty old thing.
Yes.
What is this?
Well, you've all been exfoliated. The last thing you want is salt. You can keep Old Higa away from a baby by keeping a Bible open in the crib. That will also work to keep me away from a baby.
Yeah.
Or you can use certain charms. Mm. So that was interesting. Yeah, there's some... I don't know. I'll have to look more into that, but there's something about salt.
Yeah, that is really... salt used to be very expensive, too.
Yeah.
So you don't throw that around lightly.
Well, I mean, I was telling Greg, there were a lot of superstitions that I was remembering when I was growing up about spilling salt and having to throw salt over your shoulders and being really careful about salt. And I don't know what the origin of those things are, because I grew up in an area that was Christian.
Right.
But there's something about salt that, maybe it's coming from some of these older, these older stories. So that is my tale from Dirk Campfire. Rolling calf freaks me out. I'm just imagining just something like literally rolling along, and then it gets up close to you, and you're like, mother of... it's a calf with, fiery eyes.
Man.
And I don't have a whip that's tarred. I can't get in my left hand.
Time.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
What do you have?
This is from Grace B, who was up all night.
Grace B.
This is Unpopular Science.
Oh, awesome. So we, as we mentioned, we're freaked out by the robo apocalypse, and now the robo brain.
Yeah.
And we like to know what's going on in the robo world. So Grace B also obviously is freaked out. And late at night, this is not a good thing to be looking up Grace B.
Yeah. You get freaked out. Well, I don't know. She came across this. Meet the GoPro of sex toys.
Ooh, I think I have this one also. Go ahead.
Oh, no, do you really?
Grace B and I are here.
Oh, you guys are together. Yeah. Have this kind of connection.
Yeah, we have our own robo brain.
Okay, this is a vibrator that has a camera in it, so you can really...
Stop the phone. This is not what I saw.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Grace vibrator, B is bringing a new...
Yeah, it has a camera in it, so you can really get to know yourself. Like, really. It's.
Well, what's wrong with just the hand mirror from the 70s?
Right?
Yes.
Every woman, what'd they tell you? Every woman should see herself at least once.
No.
Use a hand mirror.
What did I always say? Look, I haven't even been to China. Like, let's have mystery. Have mystery. All right.
Svavcom, a company based in...
Svavcom?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. A company based in China has a new innovation that looks... set to revolutionize the sex toy landscape.
Have they just invented everything already in China and this is where they are now?
This is a newfangled sex toy, the Gaga. It's a small vibrator which contains a camera lens and a light in case you want to see exactly what's going on in there.
What?
Or show your partner more of yourself than you ever had before. But wait, there are more great features. You can.
There's not one great feature yet.
You can charge it by using your laptop and a USB cable. It's rechargeable.
Don't put that on my desk if you come to stay with me. Well, seriously, I don't want to go to your office
and see this.
And see that.
It's rechargeable and can be controlled remotely via app. So long distance lovers, this could be the gadget for you.
Are people having a problem controlling their own vibrator? Is that an issue now?
No, it has a camera, so then it's like you want to see.
You want to see what?
Inside the vagina. You want to see, like, it could be like, here's the outside
you
of
the
vagina,
what?
Here's the inside of the vagina.
Here's my idea on that. We've all seen a lot of pornography.
Yeah.
Usually the lens stops at the lips.
Yeah,
because once you go past that,
it's just
not a turn-on for people.
No. It's just science.
It's just, it becomes very, like, now I'm in the gynecologist's office and they pull down that.
Yeah, it comes in three colors and.
Oh, great. Well, now I'm okay.
And as Gaga's marketing team says, it shares the exclusive right of your gynecologist with you, not only for making you have better understanding and intention of your lover, but also making it much more fun for you.
Does someone need to see fallopian tubes to be able to pleasure their partner? I don't think people are going to like what they see in there.
No.
We've all seen those films.
Yeah.
And science, where it like takes the eroticism away from the whole thing.
No, nobody needs this.
No, I don't.
This is unpopular.
Yes, this is very unpopular science. I don't know. I would like to, if anyone is interested in seeing that, I would like to know. If they think it's going to enhance their lovemaking. The generosity of their lovemaking.
Generous lovemaking.
Yes, I would like to know.
Generous lover.
It's too much. All right, we're good. That's crazy. I don't want to see any of this.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
Just a few places that will definitely send a shiver of excitement down their spine.
I actually failed one of those tests once. It was very unfortunate. I got one question wrong, like a sexual harassment
quiz
in the office.
You're fired.
Yes! It was me. I made Carol uncomfortable.
Oh, no!